Good morning, ladies.
And gentlemen.
And me.
Oh! Whoa!
That's
welcome.
What happens when you don't plan stuff out.
Welcome to Hog Podcast.
Season 2.
Yeah, season 2.
Season 1 was one episode long, so here we are filming the second season of this.
I thought we filmed, like, recorded, like, 2 more episodes.
We don't talk about those.
Is it counted as filming if
They're
there's
X-Files.
No video?
We don't talk about the we don't talk about the lost episodes of Hog Podcast. Because we're making a new one, and it's okay.
Okay.
And it's okay. My name is Cameron.
My name, well, you go first, Sam.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Connor.
Hello, welcome to Hog Podcast. We are today gonna talk.
Roll the intro.
We're gonna try to talk.
We are young, but we
Hog Pod.
Is that recording?
What you just heard was our new intro that we just recorded today.
We just did it now.
Literally hot, like an hour ago, yes.
For you exclusive. To hear.
Big news.
Big news.
Big news.
Well, not news anymore because it's already passed. The intro has been made.
Pepsi Cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi Cherry.
You can hear that in there.
We might have to cut that out eventually just because Pepsi might sue us when we become famous.
When we get big.
When it happens.
When we start
Speaking
making
of
the
big,
money.
Connor's in the room.
Connor, big boy, is
I
here.
I am big boy.
Speaking of big,
gained 10 pounds.
Speaking of big, Connor,
muscle.
You're really just starting to get freakishly huge, actually.
Yeah,
Connor's like 8 feet tall. You guys can't see him, but he's getting a little big.
I can't tell if it's fat or muscle or if it's, if it's Kevlar. He's just, he gets bigger by the day.
It's just all my top energy taking over.
It's the top energy. It's literally going
Connor
to his
trees.
Top. Like, he's just. He is
the fact that he's calling
energy.
Himself a top just is radiating bottom energy.
Wait,
from me.
No, I'm not bottom.
I've gone
wait,
and I'm not bottom.
It's getting worse, actually.
No, because I'm okay. So look at me, like how big I am. Mm-hmm. Like, okay,
he's mm-hmm. a big boy.
I've gotten so big.
My neck hurts from craning up to look at you.
How can someone so big be bottom? Right? That
you can be
how can,
a
how
big
can someone
bottom.
So big be top? You'll crush. You'll crush the.
I'll be in a planking position.
You'll totally, Connor. You'll totally destroy the top bunk of the bunk bed if you sleep on the top bunk.
He's
with your size
long.
And stature.
He's too long for the top bunk. His legs are gonna.
You
go
have
off
to
the
be
edge.
On the bottom bunk.
No.
You radiate bottom energy because just the bunk bed wouldn't be able to support you on the top.
He's a bottom bunk boy.
God, no.
Because no.
Restart the,
no,
restart the podcast, please.
This is
we did math.
This is we're in the new semester. It's a new year. It's a new decade.
It is a new decade.
It's a new vibe. No, actually, it's the same vibe. It's the Hogpod vibe.
It is the same vibe in a new year.
Yeah. Because we have got big plans.
Big plans.
Big vibe plans for check. This semester, and we'll let you know what those are when we figure them out.
Vibe check?
For how did you guys
top
spend
five.
Top spend
five.
New Year's? Because I spent mine in a hotel room in Oregon.
What were you
Whoa.
Doing
with
in
my
such...
parents?
Oh.
I spent mine at a house.
I was in,
lit.
I was in the woods.
I was eating Irish Christmas cake.
As soon as the ball dropped,
Irish cream cake.
Ooh,
I was
wait,
with a
that sounds
whole
good.
Bunch
wait.
Of kids.
And I was watching Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated.
What the...
Which is,
oh
I think,
God.
The superior Scooby-Doo series, next to What's New Scooby-Doo, of course.
I burped and it was too quiet.
It's a little one.
Your turn.
I'm not ready yet.
Don't put him on the spot.
We can't put all of our cards on the table right at the beginning of season 2, Samantha.
Don't put all your
We gotta save some little candies, some little treats.
Some little...
We're not going right in flinging our balls against a wall. We are gonna save...
Whoa!
It.
Can you not say balls? You know they gross me out!
I did not know that about you.
Cameron hates balls 2020.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get that trending.
My fellow Americans.
Now trending on Twitter. It's like, who, wait. Kobe
Some
Bryant,
random guy.
Obama. And then like,
Cameron
hates balls
hatred
2020.
Of balls. Please, if you're listening, tweet at us, Cameron hates balls 2020. With
we
a picture
have
of your balls.
We have a Twitter, but I'm not going to tell you what it is because we haven't done anything.
We have.
Oh, I was like, why would you not tell us what the Twitter is?
No, I'm not, I'll tell you. We're friends.
What?
I won't tell whatever randos are listening to us speak right now.
We have a Twitter.
I actually had three different people on break ask me when Hogpod was coming back, so I think we're getting big, boys.
I think we have a fan base.
We have a little.
You can buy
base.
Our T-shirts, and by our T-shirts, I mean. Make your own.
Wait, hold on.
And give us
$20. No, you can literally buy.
I still want that sweatshirt.
Yeah, my friend Kiana made a bunch of sweatshirts on her Etsy store, so you can buy them. They're a little expensive, but you can buy them.
Wow, jeez.
How much?
I think they're like either $45 or $60.
Bro,
I'm not gonna put money down for that.
I spent $30 on books today. I'll buy anything.
I'm like, bro, that's my own brand.
Picture books. To be honest,
I spent $2.50 on a Crush orange soda. Which is funny considering the fact that it came out as a cherry Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, you got screwed.
Yeah, you almost got screwed, but God favored you.
That was so scary. We went to a vending machine today, and I bought this Reese's cookie, and then it stopped and stuttered on the way down, and my eyes have never been more filled with fear.
All three of us were in pure fear that we were like, oh, no, Connor's not going to do this cookie.
I was like a child. Waiting for the treat, just like, oh, so excited, and you two are watching me like a proud parent, and then all of a sudden it happened, you guys are like, oh, the tantrum he's going to throw.
Connor like is our God. Son.
The fear that you had there was real.
I was already grumpy, because I was telling you guys I've been craving a Crush orange soda.
Yeah.
And then I wanted it so bad.
And I press the Crush orange soda button, and out comes a cherry Pepsi, which is honestly... It's not bad.
I think we
Pepsi
got
cherry.
Pepsi cherry.
Pepsi cherry. So, okay, wait. Do you know why I say it like that? It's because, like, okay, I was watching this cooking video. This dude's making, like, a Philly cheesesteak, but he's making it, like, vegan and gluten-free and whatever, right? So he's like, Philly cheesesteak. He's telling the story of, like, he was going to Philly, and he gets in this Uber to the airport, right? And then she's like, oh, where are you heading? He's like, Philly. And she goes, oh, Philly cheesesteak. And then he's like, and then like 20 minutes later, she just out of the blue went, Rocky? I'm like, dude, shout out to that Uber driver for inspiring me.
You know what?
The cheesesteak?
You know what that reminds me of? It's like Ethan Klein's Ethan Bradbury? I don't know what that is. H3H3?
I know what that is, but I don't know that reference.
Oh, no, that's from one of his videos. I don't know what happened to him.
He's fine.
He's doing fine.
I haven't heard anything about Ethan.
Isn't
Klein
he getting
forever.
Married?
Yeah, I think they're getting
married.
Wait,
no, they're married.
They might
married.
Be having
don't
a baby.
They have a kid?
They're having a kid now.
I thought they already had a kid.
That's what it is.
See, I don't know why, but I just stopped watching them all together for a while.
I never did, but I always appreciated his work.
There we go.
Try and guess who that was. Because it wasn't Connor.
That's kind of an easy guess.
Wasn't me.
Connor's birds are much more like...
Daniel, thank you.
Oh, come. We're bringing this bit into 2020.
No, let's not bring it in. Let's just reference it once and be done.
Let's burn the Daniel. Just
leave
bridge.
It out the door.
Are we going to burn Daniel?
Welcome
burn
to Daniel 2020. Burn. Instead of burning your bridges, just burn your friends. Oh, burn God. Them all.
Have we had a conversation in person with Daniel?
We should clarify. Daniel... Have we ever told the story of Daniel?
We have never told the story of Daniel and Hogpod in the spirit of 2020.
I thought we have.
Time to come clean to our season 2 audience. We are a new people, a new show.
We have lucid minds. We have grown. We have matured.
And yes. Daniel is not real. Well, he is, but he's never.
Well, I think the biggest shocker is that he is real.
He is.
Yeah, the biggest shocker actually, is that he's actually a real person.
He's not just a character we came up with.
Well, he is now.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to tell the story? Or should I?
Who would like to raise your hand?
Can we get Connor can
I
we
thought
get some
everyone
dramatic
was gonna
music
raise their
in
hand.
The background here?
Okay, so We've told the story about how we formed Hogpod, right?
Yeah, it just sounds like we're doing a sacrifice right now.
Yes, okay, so the story of Hogpod, the show about nothing, we've talked about this on the show before, but basically we were at the intro. Welcome to KCR. Can you quiet down? Welcome to KCR meeting.
Down?
It was at the beginning of the semester, the first one, and they said, welcome to KCR, this is the meeting for it. And we said, thank you.
We said,
very cool.
Lit.
And we were all there independently of each other. We didn't coordinate it or anything, but we were all there. funny enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it was hilarious. It was downright hilarious.
What a coincidence.
I saw your face and I laughed so hard.
I said, ha ha, what a funny guy.
I looked at Cameron and I went, ha!
I looked on one side of the room and there was Sam, and I looked on the other side of the room and there was Connor, and I said, ha, 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 ha.
Jared Leto Joker?
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
But no, we're all in the KCR video department, which is famous for doing very little.
Yeah.
For having a meeting at the beginning and then us forgetting we were in it.
Yeah, so we met each other because we're all standing in a circle, like a bunch of jackasses.
Literally.
And we were just talking, we were just shooting the as people do, just having a good time. And it was me, and it was Connor, and it was Sam. And then someone came up and they're like, "You gonna make a radio show?" And I was like, "I wasn't planning on it." And they're like, "You should do it." And I was like, "It was all I needed." So I walked over to those two.
You inspired me.
You fueled me.
I walked over to Sam and Connor and I said, "Do you guys want to start a radio show? People that I've never met before." And they're like, "Yeah, sure."
I'm dumb. I thought Connor was already like part of it, and I was like a little last.
No. You were there.
You were the first. I was the afterthought. The fart.
No,
that got
you guys were.
Into the room.
We were all standing in a circle.
All of us want to be forgotten.
We all entered at the same time. And we filled out our form, and then we started a show, and the rest is history. However, the part of the story that no one knows is that there was, at one point, a real fourth member of Hogpod, and his name was Daniel, mm-hmm. and we're not going to say his last name.
I don't know his last
name. I don't remember what
listen,
it is.
Listen, I'm sure he's a super cool guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's an awesome guy.
He takes great photos.
He has.
He does.
He takes really good photos.
A lot.
I just commented on one of them, actually.
Yeah. I'm sure he's a very nice guy. And we made a group chat for the four of us to start Hogpod. And we were like, this is like finding out that there was like a sixth Beatle.
Yeah.
A fifth Beatle.
There was a fifth Beatle?
There was a sixth Beatle.
Exactly. That's how big
of a... And it was an actual Beatle.
That's how big of a revelation this is, that there is a sixth Beatle. We were like, okay, let's do this. And we were talking about the show and stuff. And then we're like, oh, it's time for the first show. And Daniel was like, hey, guys, I'm sorry. I can't make it for the first show. I'm busy. And we said, cool, that's fine. So we did the first show, the three of us. And when we were like, when we did the bit about, hey, Daniel, that was because we actually had a fourth co-host named Daniel that we were expecting at some point. The second show came along, and he was like,
he was sicky.
He was like, I'm sicky, you guys. I can't do the show. And we're like, that's fine. So we did it again, and we sort of made the bit again about Daniel being there because we promised that he would be, and then he wasn't.
Yes.
And then third show, show number three, rolls along, and Daniel says,
he was MIA.
He said what he said on every one of our shows.
Yes.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
He said nothing, which is his iconic catchphrase from our radio show.
It really
if you've
is.
Heard it, we listen on the radio.
We can play it back for you right now if you want. Classic, a good
classic.
Time.
Good little
God.
Segment.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, he eventually just sort of disappeared off the face of the earth because he's got his own life to live, and we salute him in that.
We salute Daniel.
That's for you, Daniel, my love. He's a cool guy.
He's fine. No, I'm sure he's very nice. So there. So there is the story.
There is the Hogpod story.
There is the Hogpod
There's
story.
There's one to tell your kids by the fire.
My wife.
My wife. Here's how Hogpod got started.
I still haven't seen that.
Borat?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about Borat today. All we ever do is talk about Borat, you guys.
I love when we do little impressions of each other. It's such a fun, quirky little...
I think I love like when we do
impressions of each other.
I love when we make a little impression. That's an impression of you.
I love when we... I'm doing an impression of you. I like dirty... This is a mess. So, in this podcast, which we've been in for a bit, we're going to talk about how our lives are
mm-hmm.
and what we're doing with
if
this.
If you care.
And maybe something else, too.
Best water brand. Go.
Aquafina.
Fucking tap.
Damn, that's hardcore.
That is metal.
That is metal. That's literally not even going to lie.
Final tap?
Probably a good residue of iron in that water, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't know. Brita filter? My roommate has one.
I ask because I saw a post that said it was like after a hurricane happened and they were showing how much of the store had been looted and all of the bottled water was gone. Stop biting the mic. That was so unexpected. What the hell? I just chomped down on the mic.
I am tired.
Yo, 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 DJ camera on the mic.
Yo, 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 hey, yo, listen to this demo I've been working on.
Hey, yeah.
Hey. Heads up, we're going to be recording all of our podcasts at night, so.
It's a little crazy boy
we
hours.
We record them at night to capture our crackhead energy.
Oh, wait. Okay, and my water story.
Hold on, talk about water.
All right, so everything was looted. All the bottled water was gone, except for Dasani. There was a full shelf of Dasani water. And the captain said, bitches rather die than drink Dasani. And I thought about that. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, Dasani kind of sucks. It's like gross, like thick
no, yeah,
water.
Dasani is,
like
is the f***ing worst.
It's same with like, I don't it's like made Arrowhead by either. Any bottled
what?
Water.
Arrowhead is okay.
Any bottled water that has those shallow, like, thin little caps, I can't deal with it. Give me a substantial thick boy cap.
Give me some Aquafina.
Those thin caps are cheap ass.
What? Dasani doesn't have the thin caps. No, you know what?
But Arrowhead
does.
Yeah, Arrowhead but I like Arrowhead.
I think we can all agree that Smart Water is at the top.
Arrowhead is like you're like a kid's camp event.
Boxed water.
And you just need to get as much in bulk. Mm. You mean boxed wine?
No.
Boxed wine.
Stupid. Yes. I'm 12 years old.
I know so much. What are you, 11? Because I'm 11 and a half.
I'm 11 and three quarters.
And 13
bitches.
Days.
I turned 12 this year.
Later this year, but same
like,
difference.
One thing I hated about the show You, like season two, was the girl who's like, I'm 15, basically 16. I'm like, shut the f*** up.
Are
like,
there,
no, you're not.
Are there 10 things you hate about you?
Yeah.
Do you get it? Do you get it?
You get it? Connor, do you get it?
Do you get it?
Connor,
do you get it?
Do you get it?
Let me guess. Let me guess.
Do you get it?
Do you get it?
Let me
do you get it?
Let me guess.
Everyone's been telling me to watch You.
It's pretty good.
Is
it good?
It's kind of frustrating because it's like the amount of shit that this fool gets away with.
I don't want to watch that.
Is really infuriating. Like, you know, Dexter. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff where it's like it puts you on edge because you're like he might get caught, but like it clearly just shows that he's actually really good at covering things up. This motherfucker Joe is not good at covering anything up. Like there's no way. He's like the main.
He just dusts off and like walks around like I didn't do it.
You guys, who's Joe?
He's a
Joe Mamba.
Oh God, Karen.
Sick of it!
Cameron, come back.
He's leaving the orgy. No.
Shoot.
Cameron's gone. I guess we'll just have to eat his headphones now. Get rid of the evidence.
Where are you trying to take this?
eat the headphones.
How hungry are you? There might be some crumbs left in my cookie pack.
Yes.
There's probably some leftover food in here somewhere.
I'll go crawl under the counter real quick.
I didn't leave.
Little gremlin crawl under the counter. I mean, Cameron already tried to eat the mic, so like.
Why are we just trying to eat everything?
If you can't tell, season two. Those are teeth sounds right on the mic, right on the surface of the mic.
I had no idea my chair did this.
One of my friends.
The butt part slides back and forth.
It's like that aloha seat or whatever it's called, or like the, you know, the Hawaii thing where it's a thing you put on your seat and it just rotates you around and it's supposed to be like an aerobic workout.
Like sitting on a lazy Susan?
Yeah, it's like the worst infomercial I've ever seen. It's like, you can exercise at your work and everyone's like vibing and circling around. I'm like, that's not exercise. You're just like.
God, can you imagine being on one giant lazy Susan?
That
I would be the lazy Susan.
Okay, so.
My
lazy
name
Cameron.
Yeah, but Susan.
In high school. Yeah. I never drank in high school.
That was crispy.
Wow. Guess who did that burp?
Don't.
It was Cameron.
It was me.
It was
So high school, I never drank in high school, but I went to ball, senior ball. And afterwards,
you called it a ball?
Yeah, yeah, senior ball.
What is this, Harry Potter?
Yeah, why not dance? Come to the ball.
Junior prom.
Junior ball.
Senior ball.
Senior balls.
That's what I call my collection of tennis balls that are really old. So
anyway, senior
balls. But I don't.
Also my nuts.
I didn't drink in high school, so I went to this after party, and they were just serving up beer and everything, and I was like, "Hey, bro, you got some milk?"
Oh my god.
And he was like, I guess. And he got a Stella Artois glass, like a nice Stella Artois glass, poured some milk in it. And I took it. And while everyone's just hanging out, talking, having a good time, I find this workout Lazy Susan thing, sit on it, and just spin myself for like 30 minutes while I sip on milk. And I'm like,
How were you invited to an after party?
So you were that kid in high school.
Because right? I was the ride.
Oh,
everybody loves everybody loves the ride, right, guys?
It
right?
sounded so sad. Oh,
oh, okay. He doesn't understand, huh?
I didn't go to like any parties in high school. I went to one with my friends, and we were like, "This is lame," so we left.
Well, there was a prom after party where me and my friends got bored, and we were like, "Hey, you guys want to watch Star Wars?" And we turned on Star Wars in the other room, and then one by one, people started leaving the kitchen where the party was happening and started watching Star Wars. And then afterwards, the host of the party was mad at us because we ruined their party by having everyone start watching Star Wars.
Damn.
And we left halfway through, and they kept watching.
That's f***ing sick, actually.
My question is, what episode was it?
The New Hope. We had a friend who had never seen it before, and we were like, "All right, you're going to watch it."
A rarity.
That happens a couple times.
I was in a record store today, as, you know, edgy hipster kids are. And they had, I was looking through like an 80s soundtrack section, and they had like 5 copies of the Empire Strikes Back soundtrack. And I'm like, who just sits down? They're like, John Williams. And they like put on some Star Wars soundtrack.
Honestly, I would. If it's on
I get in my bag
vinyl
with
vinyl?
My
I put it on during sex.
Well, my friend got the original. My friend got one of the original recordings of it, and it sounds pretty cool on vinyl.
That's cool.
Dude,
that's cool. That's fine.
I knew a kid in high school named John Williams. So that's
you
the
know
thing.
The John Williams.
I went to high school with John Williams.
How long was he?
I
How
knew
bad?
A kid in high school that was named
Kevin. I know Kevin.
I didn't know a Kevin in high school.
Oh, then we're on different wavelengths.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yikes. Because I was trying to think of people that I knew from my high school, but every single one I came up with was named John.
I know, I know a
Shout
lot
out
of
to
Johns.
The two Johns that I knew in high school. At
Dude,
least.
I know like
I probably
five.
Knew more.
Really?
I probably knew more, but I thought of two.
Did
you
I have
know
any
who
Johns?
I don't know? I don't know any Jims.
I don't know any Jims either.
I don't think anyone goes by Jim. I know James. I know a few James.
What?
I know like one or two
Jim's James. Short for Jimothy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jimothy. Can I call you Jimothy?
I knew some Jimothys.
My dad's name is.
I
or
know
my
a
stepdad's name is Timothy.
What if your name was Jiminy?
Jiminy Cricket?
Like. Uh-huh. It sounds like a bad word to pronounce, like.
Whoa.
Jiminy Cricket. No,
that's such a condescending laugh.
I know. Very funny. Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, we were all thinking that idiot.
That was fucking implied.
That's one of my favorite. Me and my friends always reference the, like, Always Sunny where Cricket eats the lemon. He's like, ha, yeah, my life sucks. And then he puts a lemon in his mouth and goes, It's so good. I can probably. I want to find that audio. Oh, my phone's off.
What about my audio?
Your phone is almost dead.
What about my audio?
No, this is almost dead. My toe.
My toe. Your extra long big toe?
My extra long. My
Have you measured your big toe? How long is your big toe?
3.5.
3.5.
A 3.5 long big toe. I mean, get you a man.
I wish y'all could see the face that you just made. Just a little.
A 3.5 long.
A three. A three and a half
three,
long big
it's
toe.
It's 3 big toes and a half big toe long.
It's like when you say like your thumb is an inch, so you just go up to stuff and just.
Yes.
Count how many thumbs long it is.
1, 2, 3. Wait, hold on. Ready? Ready?
I was
and
like,
moving
I
on.
What you wanted me to do.
Harmonize, you fucking bitches.
With just one?
One.
Two.
Two. Oh, wait, I found the audio. Hold up.
Drink. Good.
It's because they pay him in lemons.
Oh my god.
He like does something for them and he's like, "You can't pay me in lemons again." And they're like, "Think again, buddy boy." And they give him a whole bag of lemons.
Classic. Good man.
Here's a little conversation topic. The year is how many days there are?
50.
Whoa.
It's a new one of those. And so I'm wondering, what was your favorite thing that you watched or listened to? You can choose more than one from the past year.
From 2019?
Yeah. I would like to credit Cameron for this one, but Harry motherfucking Styles.
Woo!
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Is Harry Styles here?
Is somebody home?
I fucking wish he was.
Me too.
Harry, we haven't seen you in weeks.
Can we get Harry Styles on the show?
We can get anybody we want on the show.
We know you're really busy, Harry, but can you just pop on over really quick?
Hey, guys, it's me, Harry Styles.
Harry! So tell us about your new album.
I like doing shrooms and making music.
Sounds pretty solid.
You know what else is solid?
Rocks. My big toe.
Rocks. Rocks, baby.
Rocks, solid as a rock.
Rocks, baby. Watch
Sammy,
me on SNL.
You don't have to do that.
Watch me on SNL and come
Harry,
to my
that's
house.
Kind of condescending.
No, I do. I have to match his vibe.
Oh, sorry.
I have to check his vibe.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you, laddies.
Wait. What's your favorite track, though, off of Fine Line?
Off of Fine Line? Ooh.
Yeah.
Yummy.
It's hard. It's shut.
I hate.
Up.
I hate Yummy, dude. Oh, that whole thing.
Yummy first came out, and I listened to it, and I was like, man, this almost sounds like it's bad, but it can't be, right? And then it was.
And then it is.
It's not good. It's not a good song.
I watched all the... I think it was Danny Gonzalez who made the video about Yummy. He made about a banger song, though, out of it. Like, his song is better than the actual Justin Bieber song.
It sounds just like it, apparently.
Yeah, but,
everyone's commenting.
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
No, did you see all the comments on the Yummy song where it's like, this sounds like something Danny would make.
Oh, yeah. Where he's like, I don't know why everyone is telling me it would be like something I would make, because one, it's kind of insulting that like everybody hates this song, but like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
My favorite track off of Fine Line. I don't know. I really like Cherry.
Cherry is beautiful.
I also. Oh,
Golden.
And Sunflower. Golden is. They're all
Sunflower
good.
Sunflower slaps too.
I am kind of a fan of Treat People with Kindness. And a lot of people aren't. Nice. I know. A lot of people aren't. And
yeah,
it's really weird.
My favorite.
It's because it's a really weird song. But the thing is, I wouldn't say I was disappointed with Fine Line, because it's a really, really good album.
Yeah.
However, like in all of the marketing and all of like the interviews that he did about the album, like it seemed like he was going for something really bold and really unique and just kind of weird. Like everything I heard about it is like, oh, Harry Styles is doing shrooms and writing music and taking a long time to do it. And then he started like releasing like the images for it, and it's like this super weird, like trippy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thought that the whole album was just kind of
more experimental.
More whack, you know, something different. It ended up being a lot of the songs are just kind of,
I think a lot of them are just like radio bangers, to be honest.
Yeah, like it's
which,
very
like,
safe.
I mean, they're still bangers, but
yes,
like
exactly.
Yeah, I think one song that I'm like 50-50 on, that like if it was on the album I'd be like, okay, cool, and if it wasn't I'd still be like, okay, cool, is To Be So Lonely. Like I feel like if that song is on, I'm like, okay, yeah, like this is a good song. But I don't have it on like any playlist or anything. Like I don't just sit down, I'm like, ah, To Be So Lonely.
Yeah, I like the riff. I like the little.
Yeah, it's a good little beat bop.
Yeah, the little ditty at the beginning.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. I really like the album. I still think that HS1, Harry Styles 1, Harry Styles.
The self-titled hits harder.
It's still my favorite, and it's one of my favorite albums ever.
It's like a cohesive body of work.
Yeah, and it's like, it's like diverse, but it all, you know, fits the same, you know,
vibe. I don't know why it reminded me of it, but like a really good album with like almost no skips is, pretty much no skips, is the album Geography by Tom Misch, which is like, it must be like 3 years old by now, but that album is so good. Like, he is very talented. Like, I think he's from London or something, but he does a lot of like kind of funk inspired, like, I don't know, it's just good. Listen to it. Listen to Geography.
Sam made a recommendation. Sam made a recommendation.
Also, Isolation by Kali Uchis, which is also kind of a dated reference, but it's really good. And there's no skips. Almost. That one has, like, I don't really like two or three songs on there, but it's still pretty good.
Sam made another recommendation.
I can't get enough of them.
I like this little...
Yeah, you like it? Connor, how about you?
I'm going to throw a few quick ones out that I don't want us to talk about because everybody knows they're good. Parasite, Lighthouse, I liked Honey Boy. I watched Ghost Story for the first time and First Reformed a couple nights ago. I liked all those movies.
Ooh, I want to see First Reformed only because it's Ethan Hawke and Paul Schrader, and I like both of them.
Very good. I highly recommend it. Yes. But something I really liked this year, I think
story?
You should leave.
Oh.
I think you should leave with Tim Robinson.
Oh, really?
Is funny.
It always looks me in the eyes whenever I'm scrolling through Netflix, but I've never...
Looks me right in my soul.
I've never clicked on it.
Pretty much a compilation of... I don't know where I heard this from. Probably not true, but it's summed up pretty well by being a compilation of all of his rejected sketches from SNL.
Damn.
Not all of them are bangers, but it's pretty funny. It's got some really good moments, and I've been having a great time quoting them with people. So
everybody in the club get tipsy.
Yeah, bangers, bangers.
Bangers, bangers. I think you should have read Tim Robinson. It is funny.
It's literally funny.
Yeah, it's
that gets a laugh.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how seamlessly TikTok transitioned into like the second Vine without like upsetting too many people? Because like think about Vine 2, right? People were like, Vine 2 is going to come out. It's going to be great. And then the other side of that, people were like, Vine 2 can't be as good as Vine 1. Like there's too many expectations. Like the bar is already set too high. But then TikTok came along and just kind of like did that.
Yeah. It's because people will be funny.
People be funny, though.
There are. TikTok started out really rough with the community, as like everything that was seen was pretty much just what was straight on the format, as in, oh, you lip sync to stuff. But now people are getting out of the box and actually like.
Yeah.
Because it was Musical.ly, and Musical.ly was actual like asshole. It was actually horrible.
Yeah, no, there was and there were some whack ass people on there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But once people realized it's like the new Vine, like I watched. Just a recommended came up in my feed yesterday for YouTube. Just like, a compilation of TikToks that
have
perfectly
the same energy as Vines or whatever. Yeah,
well, yeah, like yeah, those videos are good.
Gen Z humor.
Oh now, my God.
I was f***ing with it.
It's
really
always
funny.
Something like, hello, brother, can I have the soup?
Yeah.
Like, it's always something like
the
absurd,
soup.
Weird.
Yeah, because didn't we talk about on this very show? This might have gotten scrapped, but we actually had a full conversation about how terrible TikTok was.
Yeah, it turned around.
Was it?
And now here we are. Like,
were we discussing how terrible it was? I thought we were just like, wow, TikTok, that's a big thing.
And it sucked.
Yeah, I don't think any of us were fans.
Me
at
and
the
my
time.
Constituent, my coworker, are trying to convince our office of starting an office TikTok.
I applied
it's so
to
big.
3 KPBS jobs, so like, hire me, please. I need money.
I'm waiting on an email from them right now.
I am working there.
Shut
up.
I just wanted
up,
to throw
Connor.
My own side into the mix. I don't know.
No, that is a big highlight of 2019, the weird resurgence of TikTok into a new sort of Vine.
Yes.
It still has the bad communities in it,
mm-hmm.
but everything does.
Everything does.
If you go deep enough, you'll find the gold.
Yeah, baby.
If you build it, they will come.
Here's some things in 2019 I liked. I saw Mike Birbiglia's The New One. Did you guys catch that?
Nope.
Did you? Is that the one you posted about in your story?
I did, yeah. Because I watched it and it was something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. Have you ever watched any Mike Birbiglia? His name is really hard to say.
It's probably Birbiglia.
No, it's Birbiglia. I've heard it. Mike Birbiglia. That's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Dang, what a power move.
He has a very like. A very chill, a very undertone sort of sense of humor.
Is it like dry though?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, it's sort of like he talks very soft like this,
mm-hmm.
and he will tell stories about his life and about growing up and about being a father and about his couch. And he'll tie everything together to his couch. And it's very interesting because it's not just a guy going on stage and telling jokes.
Yeah.
It is one continuous, like, you forget that it's a continuous story, but it's a continuous story from start to finish, and it all has a theme. Like,
oh,
the reason
that's
I said.
Cool. It's like a little concept album, but like jokes.
Yeah. So, like, the reason I said the thing with his couch is because that's kind of the concept that binds it all together. And so he's just like, let me tell you guys about my couch. So he starts talking about his couch, and then he sort of segues into more life experiences and jokes, you know, like comedy. And then sort of by, you know, once you're like an hour, it's pretty long, actually. It's like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're long enough into it, you start to realize that it's actually the story about him becoming a dad. Is what it is the story of him becoming a dad, going from being a husband to a father, and about, like, how hard that was for him.
Yeah.
And it gets really sad in a weird way because, like, he has big struggles with it, but it has, like, a nice hopeful tone as well.
That's
and
so
it's
nice.
Hilarious at parts. It is so f***ing funny.
Is it on Netflix?
Yep.
I might have
yeah, it's
to
a
watch.
It's a Netflix original.
What's it called?
Mike Birbiglia's The New One.
Okay.
Yeah, if you look up The New One.
I'll check that out. Speaking of comedy, John Mulaney's new thing?
I was just going to get it. You saw it in my eyes. I was just going to get into John Mulaney, the Sack Lunch Bunch. You didn't see the Sack Lunch Bunch.
I didn't see it.
Because you don't.
I'm not really into John Mulaney.
You're not really into John Mulaney.
No.
We still need to get you to.
Yeah, maybe I just need to, like,
we'll have a night.
Watch some John Mulaney or something.
Yeah, let's have a sleepover.
Because I like when I see, like,
finally,
a couple little things and I'm like, I feel like I like John Mulaney in small doses where I'm like, ah, that's funny. But, like, I can't just be like, I'm going to sit down and watch some John Mulaney stand-up.
Weird. Because I can,
I can listen to him forever.
I can revisit. It's one of the few comedians that I can revisit over and over again.
I'm like that with Aziz Ansari, but.
Oh. His new one was good. Wasn't the funniest, but it was really, had a touch and ending. It was
comedians be getting, like, personal these days.
Yeah. They are, yeah.
They be getting vulnerable.
Ever since Bo Burnham.
Yeah,
Bo Burnham
with
Make
really
Happy.
Changed. The game.
Oh my god.
Changed the game. Hey, watch
oh
this.
Oh my god. Oh.
No, but the Sack Lunch Bunch.
Yes.
Is not stand up comedy.
No. It's a kids program.
It's a kids program made by adults.
Which has some really funny. It's just.
No,
like,
it's very funny.
Yeah. I found, like, a lot of it pretty funny, but the part that got me was Mr. Music.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Music is my highlight of the show. It like by the end of it, I was like, that was okay. And then Mr. Music comes in and I'm like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Oh yeah. No, that part was amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing that I love about it so much isn't like, oh man, remember this part, you know, there's not, I mean, it obviously has a lot of those moments and those parts that I like more than others.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of musical sequences. It's like a variety show.
Yeah.
So you can say, oh, this song was funny. This song was funny. I famously am not a big fan of, like, musical comedy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like it, but I don't.
It's not that
find
funny.
It funny.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I like Weird Al. I appreciate what he does.
And it's, like, clever and yeah, you can appreciate it and be like, wow, okay, that is funny,
like,
because it,
good,
like,
good on him. But I will not laugh.
Well, it's very easy to do well. We know very, very easy to do poorly, but very hard to do well. But when you do well, it's really good. Like, What with Bo Burnham is pretty all around fantastic with each of his pieces in there.
Yeah.
But Make Happy is kind of gets kind of weak with some of them because he starts to fall into more of the repetition of repeating verses. And
yeah,
that's one of the great things about comedy is when you don't expect it.
Exactly.
And then once it goes into actually following musical format, then it's like, okay, well, now when it started, it was funny, but now in the second time we're hearing this verse, it's.
That's like, I think one of my favorite, like, musical comedy things was, like, the least musical you can get, where it was Neil Nanda, who's, like, an Indian comedian, and he's just standing at a piano, like, with his face back to the crowd, and he starts, like, saying a joke, and then he'll just hit a key on the piano and, like, say the next line and then hit another key on the piano. And so, but, like, every time he hits the key, he, like, looks back. It's, like, very, it's awkward in, like, the best way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it gives off our energy.
Yeah, that's sort of like, if you guys have ever seen, like, Bill Wirtz stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, a history of the entire world, I guess, or history of Japan. Have you ever seen any of those?
Knock, knock. It's Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Like, he uses music in a way that just, like, it's, you know, thrown in little
I'm in little bursts. A piece of garbage.
Because, like, music and comedy are two totally, like, different genres.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, music is very, you know, it pays close attention to form and sort of and patterns and stuff like that in a way that comedy can't. Because if you do that with comedy, it's going to be boring. So there are a lot of, like, comedy musical artists, like Weird Al, like Ninja Sex Party is another, if you guys ever listen to them, they're another example. There actually have been some Ninja Sex Party songs that have actually made me laugh when I listen to them. Not Common, First Date by Ninja Sex Party is really funny, if you guys listen to First Date.
Well, Lonely Island's got some good ones, too.
Yeah, that's another example. Like, it's because, like, Lonely Island, they were really good at it because it had a lot of, like, punch in your face kind of lines
and ridiculous concepts too.
Yeah, like you kind of have to go big.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Weird Al, it's just like, oh, parody of a song, but he says he changes the words to sound like something else, and then it's a whole song, and it's, you know, go him. But
one of my favorite, like, little things that happened, and it's not like even a music comedy thing, but it was actually Insane Clown Posse. I can't remember what song it is, but there's a lyric where they're like, they're just saying "fuck you" to all these people and all these things, and he goes. One of them goes, "And fuck Lyle Lovett, whoever the fuck that is," and it makes me laugh every time. That's like the only part of the song I'll listen to because it's like it's so out of place but so aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
"Fuck Lyle Lovett, whoever the fuck that is."
Yeah, exactly. That's the parts of the songs that make you laugh. Yeah, it's the stuff that you don't, expect. You know, just kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like those parts of the Sack Lunch Bunch, to bring this back. Like, are the parts that kind of fall a little more flat? Like, they're still enjoyable. They're still, like, it's still fun. They're not as funny. The thing that really stands out for it for me is I think that, like, the writing of each line and the delivery of just, like, the really simple stuff. It's written in such a way because it takes real stuff that kids will say and think in a way that you don't really see in, like, TV or movie depictions of kids, because they they're child actors following a script that the adults have written for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they'll, you know, which is could be bad or could be good, but it's, you know, sentences and, you know, words and stuff that make sense for the story. But kids in real life will be like, "Do flowers exist at night?"
Yeah.
Or, "Yeah, I only eat pasta with butter on it." You know, stuff like that. My favorite is the focus group scene.
Yeah.
When they're all sitting at the table talking about Bamboo 2 Bamboozled. And it's just like, "Hi, my name is whatever, and I think this is the best movie I've ever seen." And he's like, "Well, you also said that last week about the movie you watched last week." "Yeah, last week it was my favorite movie of all time. But now this is my favorite movie of all time. It's on my lunchbox. It's on my shirt. It's on everything." And, like, another kid will raise their hand and be like, "Hi, my name is Madison. I had to pee 9 times." And it's just, you know, just, like, these stupid little things, and it just, like, flows really well.
Well, it's also the way John interacts with those kids so brilliantly, where he's like, "Oh, okay, go on." Like,
yeah.
Completely, obviously, like, confused and thrown off, but, like, as you would with a kid, you'd be like, "Yeah, just do whatever. I'm not listening. Just
exactly,
talk to yourself."
Yeah. And his chemistry with them is really good.
Yeah. There's this one really funny part. Well, I want to mention two funny parts in it beyond Mr. Music.
Yeah.
Where, like, one, and the guy's like, my grandmother, I drew my grandmother. She's like a picture of, like, Janet Jackson or somebody. And the way, like, John Mulaney's trying to, like, cautiously navigate towards, like, is your dad Michael?
Yeah.
Was your dad in the Jackson 5 type deal? And then also the song where it's like, "Do you want to go to my restaurant? I do."
Yes.
And then they get
there. Yeah, I love that one. He's like,
"May I have a table? No, we're full. You have to have a reservation."
Yeah, it's really good. Sam, I would recommend it to you highly.
What is it on?
Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Then on top of that, it has a ending where everyone opens up with their vulnerabilities, and it's like a recurring theme.
That's my favorite part too. Like, my favorite element of it is the little testimonials about their fears and stuff. That humanizes it, I think.
Yeah. Well, when John says, like, "I don't want people to be like celebrate at my funeral. I don't want people to be like think they should be happy at my funeral. Like, I want them to miss me." Yeah, like a lot. Right? And you see his eyes, like something in his eyes changed once he says that, where it's like, dude, that's real. And somehow it's all of a sudden like powerful right after all this silly antics before. It hits you with like a perfect little sentimental punch at it, which feels a little bit out of left field, but it works. And it's really cool to see, just on top of this whole silly production, for them to be putting in some sort of extra
but
honesty with it.
The question is, did you cry?
No, but I like the song a lot, and I listen to it now that they used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to mention, those kids are fantastic.
Yes.
They're so talented, and they're f***ing hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, like, they probably had so many kids audition for that.
Yeah.
You know?
All those crazy moms being like, you have to be with
exactly,
God, you have to
yeah.
be in the movie.
Yep.
But the ones who made it, they're great. They had some great choices with those kids.
My little Paul is a superstar. You'll see.
I always wish, like, I did drama, or, like, I did do drama as a kid a little bit. Like, I had a summer class or something when I was younger, and then in middle school, I took, like, a drama class. But I always wish that, like, in high school, we had this, like, news kind of program that we would do, and, like, the students would host it and produce it and everything. And I kind of always wished I was a part of that, but I, like, remember one time, they kept airing, like, the same one where, like, our principal, I don't know what she was on, but, like, she was always kind of weird, but there was, like, a big, like, chocolate cake in front of her in one of them, and she's, like, ferociously eating this cake.
What?
She's, like, she looks frantic, and she's just, like, eating this cake and, like, freaking out, and she's, like, well, you know, like, if only the students would use the resources at this school to help them, they wouldn't ask me so many questions.
Oh, was this staged,
and, like,
or was...
No, it was staged, and, like, the person next to her is like, well, like, why? And they ask her something, and she's like, well, just use the resources. She's, like, yelling and, like, shoving cake in her mouth, and we're like, oh, my God, why was this allowed to happen? Who, like, why did she agree to do this? Like, imagine being the principal of a school and hearing someone be like, hey, you want to come in and, like, eat cake really aggressively and, like, shout at your students? Yes.
Once you're offered cake, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah,
in
yeah.
The door. I was actually in my high school news program.
Really?
I was in the broadcast TV journalism class.
I wish my school had that. What the?
It's not. It's hard to find because
yeah
it sucks.
Historically,
it's
well produced.
Exactly. We had people that try their best, but it's a bunch of high schoolers, and they need art credits, so they're going to take that class for the art credit. Not to mention, it's very hard to do because most schools, high school programs, because that kind of thing is starting to pop up more and more. It was in Spider-Man Homecoming. You saw it.
Yes.
You know, the kids on the TV. That's pretty similar to what we did. And a lot of high schools will do a pre-recorded news thing once a week.
Mm-hmm.
We did a live news thing
every
day.
Oh, my God.
That is
so
awful.
We had 45 minutes every morning to prepare for a 10-minute live show.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a woman that worked at a local news station come in just to, you know, talk to us and, you know, kind of mentor and talk about the field and stuff like that.
Just a chat.
And we told her what we did, and we told her, we're like, yeah, we normally have about 45 minutes to write our script, to get our anchors ready, to, you know, to sit them down, to record the whole show, to get all of our media together, to make all of our videos and stuff that goes in. And she was like, what? We're like, yeah, we have about 45 minutes for a 10-minute show. And she was like, that's fucking insane. Like, I mean, it was really commendable what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And it oftentimes wouldn't land on its feet. And because the thing is, from an outside perspective, you're seeing a lot of things go wrong, and you're like, wow, what a bunch of dorks, you know, this isn't working. But the fact that it was happening at all was a miracle, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the amount you have to probably push against the school to get that to be done, like, you have to be missing class to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And, like, so much you have to work with the administration able to get that to work with the limited time they're able to give you.
Yeah. They had to open up class time.
Yeah.
What they had to do was they had to, like, take 10 minutes out of, like, a lunch or a break or something like that and put it at the beginning of the school day. And what would happen, we were on the ABC, or A Day
ASD?
B days.
Oh.
No, we were on the A Day B day schedule.
Oh.
Where we do periods 1, 2, 3 on Monday, periods 4, 5, 6 on Tuesday.
Like those
so
weird
on.
Ass schools do.
Yeah, because apparently most people do all of their periods in one day. Apparently.
Every day?
Like normal people.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
What?
Did you do
you do an A day and a B day too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, wait, so what? I heard about a lot of people that did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 all in one day.
Yeah, I do that.
That's insane.
But what would happen is...
You're insane.
So not only... So for one, these teachers had an hour and a half to teach their class, which is already a lot considering most teachers have like 50 minutes or however long your classes were.
Yeah.
Not enough.
No, yeah.
Or maybe too much.
Yeah, it's high
Give
school.
Us less lessons, please.
Yeah, so the first period of the day was 10 minutes longer than the rest because they had 10 minutes to show our 10 minute. Because we were the school announcements first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So we said, "Oh, this club is meeting in this room at lunch.
Yeah.
Be sure to turn in your forms for concussion testing for football." You know, we did all that stuff. That was our main job, and then we would do other stuff on the side.
5 minutes in, you'd run out of stuff to say, so you start to juggle.
Yes. That you're surprisingly on point for some of our shows, I'll have to say.
Really?
No, it was a great experience, but like we like to have fun, and some kids took it less seriously than others. And also, when things went wrong, it looked like it was due to our own negligence or just our own not caring. So teachers would just not show it in their classes.
Oh,
and they,
nice.
And they, because their argument was like, "Oh, this is wasting my class time," when really they were given extra time specifically for that. Like they were taking our own time for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's really rare to see something like that because of how often it doesn't work. And I'm sure one of these years the school board is going to say, "We're going to stop wasting our money on this," you know. But it's cool, and it's like, you're starting to see a resurgence more and more of that kind of thing in, like, public high schools. Like, more media classes, more, like, art classes, stuff like that, which is cool. At least in my case. Because my high school was football. I don't know about you guys.
Mine was all about theater.
Really?
Yeah, my school was, like, our rival school, I guess you could call it. They had a much better sports team, or, like, sports teams, plural. But, like, ours was, like, theater. Like, our theater was way above like our sports.
Interesting.
Really? Yeah.
My school got a lot of pushback on our theater pro. My professor, well, no, not professor. My theater teacher was great. Our principal did a lot against the theater program, which was a bummer.
Yeah.
Sports we were pretty good at, I guess. I don't know. We put a lot of our funding into like building a new pool and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Actually, same. Our pool was closed
you
for a couple
a
years.
So
yeah. Well, we didn't for the first year I was there. We eventually got one.
Yeah, we did have a little pool, and then they took a few years to make it bigger so they could get a water polo team.
I did water polo for 3 years. Hated every year of it.
Dang.
First year we didn't have a pool, so we had to drive 30 minutes to a different school to practice at.
Damn. That's
fine. Bringing it back to like morning announcements. I think my school used to have like morning announcements every morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And since like
yes,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
yes,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Copy that,
yeah, every morning,
sure.
Yeah,
sure.
One of my friends was on TikTok the other day, and on her For You page was these kids doing morning announcements, and they're like joking around, like being silly little goofy goobers, and they were at our school, like
Whoa.
It was at because she's like because our mascot was like Scots, which. If you can't figure that out,
with a kilt?
Our mascot was the people of Scotland,
like
just straight up a
people?
Scottish man. Yes, like Scottish man. Like our mascot was named Otis,
like a Scottish caricature,
like a big Scottish.
Well,
can
cartoon.
You do that?
To be fair,
in
we
a
are
kilt
the Aztecs.
Would come out.
So.
Yes,
exactly.
We have no room to talk.
Yeah, we.
I mean, we didn't choose
that.
It.
No, we. Well,
technically, we're like the Highlanders or whatever, but we said we were the Scots and.
Well,
which
my school was the Trojans, so I mean, I guess.
You were the Horsies.
Horsies?
You were Broncos.
The Horsies, yeah.
We
anyway.
Stole the Bronco logo.
Nice.
But in the start of the TikTok, she's like, I swear I hear them saying, "Good morning, Scots," and I listen to it, and they are, and then we see one of our teachers in the background, and we're like, oh my god, they're at,
Damn.
Like, our school. But.
So you
I
have
guess,
one there now.
I guess, yeah. They're just, they be wildin'.
They
wow.
literally be wild.
There's some TikTok stars at our school now, I guess.
TikTok stars?
That's interesting that you had a big theater-based school, though.
It really, yeah. Like, our theater was, our whole school was redone, and they made the theater, like, super nice, and all, like, a whole bunch of funding went into the theater. We had, like, a tech crew for every show.
Damn.
We had a spring I think a spring musical and like a winter play, like every year. Mm-hmm. And it was huge. Like it was a huge production. They had, I remember for one of them, I think it was, we did Bring It On, like the musical.
Oh, sick.
And there was like dancing parts and like, so a lot of like choreography, gymnastics, like a lot of stuff went into that one. And then we had a show that was Urinetown. And that one had like a moving stage and like all this crazy holy light stuff. So like, I don't know. My school is just like really into theater, I guess, but.
Dang.
Cannot say the same about my school. Music didn't get funding. Art didn't get funding. Theater doesn't even have a teacher right now.
Really?
Yeah. The librarian is doing it right now.
My school almost didn't have a teacher for mm-hmm. theater. He almost got fired.
My
but
school
then I guess
had
he's
no teachers. Yeah. We ran the school. We taught ourselves.
Like accepted?
Yeah.
Here's something that I was just reminded of because of this conversation. I'm going to throw this out here knowing that it's very likely you guys haven't watched this, and I understand why. On Disney Plus, there is a show. Mm-hmm. There's a show. Mm-hmm. On Disney Plus, there's a show called High School Musical, the musical, the series.
I knew that's where that was going.
You knew that's where this was going because I talk about it a lot.
You talk about it all the time.
I talk about it all the time.
Especially on your Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and so that's a show about
high school
theater drama department.
Yeah,
And it's the premise of the show is that it's the school that High School Musical was filmed at, and all of the students are there, and they're trying to make a musical based off of High School Musical. Yeah. It's not set in the same world as High School Musical. It's set in the same world as you and your mom.
You and your mom.
Not your dad.
You and your mom.
You and your mom and your special little word, world you've created for each other.
Yeah.
Just you and your mom.
Gonna take this time as I take all times to say it's really good. Watch it because it looks like it wouldn't be good, but then it is instead.
I watched the first episode.
What did you think?
It was all right. I mean, it had some funny moments, some enjoyable moments, but
I mean, it's like you got to be into this. That's the sort of
it's not my style.
Like the Glee sort of TV
show.
Ooh,
yeah, no, I didn't like Glee.
You didn't like Glee?
I didn't like Glee.
Oh, I'm with the wrong crowd here. Well, it's been fun doing Hog Pod. I'm quitting.
The thing is, it has all the exact tone of the actual original High School Musical.
Yeah.
Which I love them because they're nostalgic, and who doesn't love High School Musical? But I'm not attached to any of the characters in the show already. The only nostalgia I have is for the material that they're supposed to be performing.
That's fair.
So something about the tone just then turns me off for it. I don't know.
It doesn't turn him on.
No, I don't get hard.
He doesn't get turned on by this movie.
Why am I not aroused?
If I don't have a boner, I'm not watching it.
Can we get that on a Hogpod t-shirt, please?
If I don't have a boner.
Hogpod, if I don't have a boner, I'm not watching it.
If any of you don't have a boner right now, turn off the podcast.
Turn off the podcast.
What are you fucking doing?
And if you don't actually, if you don't have a boner, here's some ASMR for you. I am rock hard.
Yep.
I am rock hard.
There we go.
Connor's nipples could cut glass. We should wrap it up like a dick in a condom.
Well, there's the show.
I'm keeping that line in.
Okay.
So this was a
productive Hog Pod. The Empire Strikes Back.
Return of the Pod Hog Pod.
Don't sue us, George Lucas.
Pepsi, I suppose.
Cherry Pepsi.
Cherry Pepsi.
Or it was Pepsi Cherry.
Chips.
Pepsi Perry.
All right, we'll see you later.
What the f*** are you talking about?
Bye.
We are young. We
Hog Pod.
Is that recording?